You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Tata Consultancy Services has banned 6 employees and 6 staffing firms, while 3 more employees are under scanner after whistleblowers blew the lid off a bribe for job scam. However, the Tata Group company is unable to quantify the favors the employees got. TCS Chairman N. Chandrasekaran told shareholders at the company's annual general meeting that they found 6 employees who did not follow the ethical conduct, and while they cannot quantify what favors they got, they suddenly behaved in a way that favored certain firms. So they have banned 6 such employees and 6 business associate companies. Investigation is pending on 3 more employees. TCS had received 2 whistleblower complaints, one each in February and March, and these were related to certain individuals in the company favoring certain BAs. In some more industrial news, the government has decided not to launch production-linked incentives for new sectors other than the existing 14 and another 3, new age bicycles, leather and footwear and toys, for which cabinet notes have already been circulated. The likely addition of the 3 sectors is unlikely to result in any extra budget spending, official sources said, adding that the PLI outlay of Rs 1.97 trillion won't be raised any further. The new schemes are being formulated considering their labor-intensive nature and potential for import substitution. According to the sources, the proposed tweaking of the PLI schemes will let new players to avail the incentives, besides addressing the various concerns expressed by investors about procedural ambiguities. Meanwhile, Adani Airports Holdings, the country's second-largest airport operator, has evinced interest in hiking its stake in the Mumbai International Airport from the current 74%. The balance 26% is held by the Airports Authority of India. The Adani Group had acquired the majority stake in the airport from the GVK Group in August 2020. The Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport, controlled by MIAL, is the country's second largest airport in terms of passengers served, behind Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport. A statement in the segmental analysis of the airport's business in the annual report of Adani Enterprises stated that AAHL is keen on bidding for all airports and will look to acquire a minority stake of the government in the Mumbai airport. Adani Group's intent of acquiring the minority stake of AAI in MIAL can only take effect if the government carries forward an earlier proposal mooted by it to sell AAI's residual stake in all the public-private partnership airports like Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru and Hyderabad as part of its national monetization pipeline. Moving on, Baiju Ravindran, co-founder and CEO of Baiju's, on Thursday told employees that the edtech firm was going through a tough phase but will soon come out of it. In a video, Ravindran told his employees, quote, "We are in a tough phase but we will come back soon. Last 12 months we have been struggling. But edtech will stay forever and we are the pioneers. It is one of the most important sectors and we are in the correct space," unquote. This was his first address after the resignation of 3 board members and statutory auditor Deloitte last week. The company is also battling a consortium of lenders in the US courts. Sources said that he also informed that the company is close to achieving profitability at the group level. Ravindran told employees that the resignation of the board members was not due to Deloitte quitting as its statutory auditor. He said that the resignation of the board members was amicable and done with mutual understanding. In other news, while the share of the 13 member countries of OPEC in India's crude oil imports has been consistently declining over the last 6 years, it fell sharply in FY23 and FY24 till date. This is because the country suddenly scaled up oil imports from Russia following the geopolitical conflict. Taking advantage of the ban imposed by the US and European Union on imports from Russia after it invaded Ukraine in February 2022, India ramped up its oil imports from Russia as it started selling its oil at a discount to select countries. From less than 2% in FY22, Russian share of oil imports in India shot up to 19.1% in FY23, as per the Reserve Bank of India's annual report. In the same year, crude oil imports from Saudi Arabia and the US showed a slight decline, while that from Iraq and the UAE remained almost unchanged over the previous fiscal. Lastly, let's have a look at the stocks that you need to watch out today. These include HDFC, HDFC Bank, TCS, BPCL, ICICI Bank, ICICI Securities, and Power Grid, among others. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.